Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Where has Dr. Fauci gone?
The Moderna is on emergency use authorization. The Pfizer is in emergency use authorization. And the J&J is an emergency use authorization.
All of a sudden, the fame-addicted vaccine dictator has disappeared. Could it have something to do with the 55,000-page set of documents recently released by the FDA's Center for Biologics Evaluation and Research, revealing to the public the data Pfizer submitted to the FDA from its clinical trials in support of a COVID-19 vaccine license? A big blow to the New World Order plandemic after U.S. District Judge Mark T. Pittman's denied the request from the FDA to suppress the data for the next 75 years, which the agency claimed was necessary in part because of its limited resources.
I have frequently said, we're going to lead with the science. Science is going to be the foundation of everything we do. That is entirely true. I think public heard that as science is foolproof. Science is black and white. Science is immediate and we get the answer and then we, make the decision based on the answer. And the truth is, science is gray. And science is not always immediate. And sometimes it takes months and years to actually find out the answer. But you have to make, decisions in a pandemic before you have that answer.
A 38-page report included in the documents features an appendix titled List of Adverse Events of Special Interest, listing 1,291 different adverse events following vaccination. The list includes acute kidney injury, acute flaccid myelitis, anti-sperm antibody positive, brainstem embolism, brainstem thrombosis, cardiac arrest, cardiac failure, cardiogenic shock, death neonatal, deep vein thrombosis, encephalitis brainstem, front lobe epilepsy, pneumonia, stillbirth, tachycardia, temporal lobe epilepsy, and vertebral artery thrombosis among the 1,291 medical conditions following vaccination.
It seems to indicate a break in the veil that may allow legal action basically due to fraud and concealment of these risks from the general public. This is why you have not been able to have full informed consent, is they've hidden all this information from you, and they've used all of the propaganda and censorship tools, which you're about to cover, and paid media to keep all this information from you and spin it so that you think that the left is the right and the up and the down is the up and the moon is made of green cheese.
I'm an epidemiologist, and people have asked me, Dr. McCullough, are the vaccines actually causing the deaths? The epidemiological construct that we have to go through is called the Bradford Hill tenets of causality. So the first question is it a large signal? Is it a large epidemiologic signal? And I tell you, it's astronomical. All the vaccines combined in the United States per year, it's no more than 150 deaths, not temporally related. Here we are at over 21,000 deaths. So clearly, it's a massive signal, number one. Number two, is there a dangerous mechanism of action? The answer is yes, frankly. We know the vaccines have a dangerous mechanism of action. They install production of the spike protein. The spike protein is what makes the respiratory infection lethal, and it follows that in some people, excessive production of the spike protein in a vulnerable person would be lethal after a vaccine. The third criteria is it internally consistent? Are there other conditions that are now acknowledged that they themselves could be fatal? And the answer is sure. With myocarditis, our FDA agrees, all the regulatory experts agree that the vaccines cause myocarditis. Can it be fatal? Yes. Have there been fatal cases published? Yes. There's over 1,000 peer-reviewed papers published on fatal and non-fatal outcomes. So that criteria is met. It is beyond any shadow of a doubt that the vaccines are causing large numbers of deaths. It's unequivocal. It is unassailable. Mm-hmm. Those conclusions, and I'm a card-carrying epidemiologist, I'm telling you, the vaccines are causing large numbers of deaths.
Maybe Dr. Fauci can crawl out of his hole and explain what he knew about the massive list of injuries that he had hoped would only be released long after he was gone. John Bowne reporting.
Alex Jones here with a very simple proposal for all our great InfoWars listeners and viewers. If you will simply get X3 with all three types of good iodine that boosts your immune system and help everything that goes on in your body at the cellular level, it will change your life. It will invigorate you. It will empower you. Almost everyone has iodine deficiency. Look into it for yourself. It's the opposite of fluoride. It's the good halogen. And then your purchase of X3 funds our operation. Now, a lot of our products have been sold out and never came back in because of the lockdowns and supply chain breakdowns. We were sold out of X3 for a long time. And I had it on sale for 50% off. A lot of folks were getting it. And I was thinking, you know what? I'm going to bring it back on sale again just until it sells out. Because even though we won't make as much money in the long run, a lot of folks need this product. And we need to get the money from the sales in now to stay on air. See your X3 right now at 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jones Show. Last night, Tucker Carlson accurately pointed out that this proxy war that NATO started with Russia was now bleeding into a full-scale war. And when you block energy exports and you block imports into a country, that is the oldest form of war. It's called siege. Putin has said just 3 days ago on the 5th that it would, quote, be a declaration of war if sanctions were put on Russia, like banning the importation of gas and oil into Europe or the United States. That's the Washington Post. I don't just believe them. I went and watched his press conference. Here's Sky News, NPR, all reporting the same thing. Putin calls sanctions a declaration of war. And now Biden, just minutes ago, officially announced a total ban on all Russian energy. And a bigger issue is that Europe imports about half its energy from Russia. They're announcing they're about to totally cut energy. Do you have any idea what this means? Total, absolute depression. And they're in the news. The head of the EU, the head of the World Economic Forum, the head of the UN, they're all saying, well, they need tens of trillions in an emergency global bond to pay for everyone to transition to electric cars. Even if they had electric cars, that wouldn't work, because they've cut off the coal to burn to make the electricity. And now you know why Biden shut down more than 2,000 pipelines and pipeline spurs, including the Keystone Pipeline, as it was completed last year. I have a stack of news and video clips with world leaders saying, this is an opportunity, this is a transition to the Great Reset and Build Back Better. But to build a new building, you got to blow up the old one. But of course, they're not sinking our ship here and then giving us another boat to get on. They're sinking us all into worldwide collapse, with a few companies able to keep operating to vertically integrate the world. They knew, and I'm going to play a clip first of Biden and then of Lindsey Graham, Adam Schiff, and then Soros, all bragging over the years how they were going to start a war and were starting a war with Russia. And they knew Putin gave them a month to announce that they would not take in Ukraine. And they were putting out the chatter that Ukraine was about to be brought into NATO and that nuclear weapons were about to be stationed in Ukraine to manipulate Putin into invading. And I said Putin was manipulated into this. It's not a good idea. But, you know, his brother was killed being shelled by the Nazis in World War II. And, of course, he was born right after World War II. And he is very, very upset about armies on their borders. Russia is always getting invaded throughout history and then winning when the chips are down. And that's where we are again, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Biden got one thing right. Usually when he screws up his foot-in-the-mouth events are wrong. But this one was so wrong, it was right. He said Putin invaded Russia, and no one's invaded Russia since World War II. Well, it's true nobody's invaded Russia since World War II. And it's also true that Putin invaded Russia, because Ukraine is where Russia was born. Why do you think they call it Belarus? That just means white Russian. Because as you go east, people get darker. They call them, those are the white Russians over there. What do you think Ukraine is? It's the white Russians as well. In fact, it's had names in its past like that. The word Slav comes from the founder of Ukraine in 900 and something. Look it up. His name was Slav Zaz. Look it up. I have trouble pronouncing it. So that's where we are. And now Russia's committed, ready for nuclear war. Let me give you the big news here. There was a Pentagon drill, war game, official war game in 2019 called the NATO-Russia-Ukraine War. I'm going to show it to you here in a moment. And they estimated, the Pentagon did in this big supercomputer drill, that it would lead to nuclear war and at least 1 billion dead. And now major think tanks say 10% chance of nuclear war within a month. So that's on the low side, a billion dead. So what did I say would come out of the Great Reset and come out of phase one, the virus, the tracker apps, the controls? Then there would be a war, a cyber attack, conflict with Russia, and then China will move into Taiwan. And that's what's going on. War will cause hell on earth for global food prices. But really, it's not even the war that's doing that right now. It was already done with the supply chains, but now they're blaming Putin. And he walked right into the trap of the Great Reset. And I said that when this started a few weeks ago, when this started 14 days ago, and I say it again now. But now if Russia pulls out, they'll pour even more weapons into Ukraine and accelerate that war with Russia, and that'll go right back to where we are. And they've got the former head of NATO. They've got a bunch of former British and U.S. generals all over the news. I got a stack of them right here saying, time to go ahead and just have war with Russia. Time to go ahead and just send in the U.S. military. Time to take the A-10s out of mothballs and just kill all the Russians. Well, the Russians will then use tactical nuclear weapons on Poland or anywhere else those aircraft are stationed. But see, the globalists are going to go to their bunkers while we die on the surface. This is their Great Reset. They said 90% depopulation by 2030. They're not playing games. That's official World Economic Forum policy, and they're the mouthpiece of the globalists. So don't you see they mean business? Let's go ahead and roll a clip here of Biden just about 30 minutes ago.
Today, I'm announcing the United States is targeting the main artery of Russia's economy. We're banning all imports of Russian oil and gas and energy. That means Russian oil will no longer be acceptable at U.S. ports, and the American people will deal another powerful blow to Putin's war machine. This is a move that has strong bipartisan support in Congress and, I believe, in the country. Americans have rallied to support their Ukrainian people and made it clear we will not be part of subsidizing Putin's war. We made this decision in close consultation with our allies and our partners around the world, particularly in Europe, because a united response to Putin's aggression has been my overriding focus to keep all NATO and all of the EU and our allies totally united.
All right, when we come back, I have a clip of him in 97 saying any move into Ukraine would be an act of war and Russia would respond with an act of war. He believes World War III could start there. They know what they're doing. They started this. The head of the CFR wants a war. This is psychotic. Here they are bragging about the war they've helped start in Ukraine.
Fight is our fight.
2017
will be the year of offense. All of us will go back to Washington and we will push the case against Russia.
Ми всі повернемося до Вашингтону, і ми будемо відстоювати санкції проти Росії.
Enough of a Russian aggression.
Досить вже російської агресії.
It is time for them to pay a heavier price.
Час вже, щоб вони заплатили.
The United States aids Ukraine and her people so that we can fight Russia over there and we don't have to fight Russia here.
When the Soviet Union, the Soviet Empire collapsed, and as the empire collapsed, I moved in and picked up the pieces. First in Hungary in 1984, and then Poland in 87, China in 87 as well. So this is how the Soros Empire replacing the Soviet Empire.
And how do you think you're doing in your imperial ambitions?
So there you go. They're all starting a war. They all know exactly what they've done. Putin's walked in to the trap. And now we're all going to pay with a giant depression. And they're going to use that as their great reset. So get ready, ladies and gentlemen. They think you're stupid, and they think you don't know. It's them doing it to us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
We would have Lee Stranahan on and a lot of other expert guests over the years about Ukraine and how the West was using it as a money laundering operation and how they were building up stay-behind networks and paramilitary troops trained by Army Special Operations and others to lure the Russians into a trap. I mean, I know a lot of people who've been over there for more than a decade before the West even overthrew the Russian-backed elected leader, who've been over there preparing this. People ask, well, why'd they let the Russians in? Why didn't they stop them right at the border? Where were the tank traps? Where were the mines? Well, they were luring them in to attack them with thousands of anti-tank missiles and anti-aircraft missiles. And then more hardware is being poured in out of the West, out of Poland. And Poland understands that Russia could target them over this. They're like, oh, no, we're not going to give fighter jets to Ukraine and then, quote, have the Secretary of State backfill it. And so, okay, you give them your billions in jets, and then we'll just give you jets to replace those. It's the same thing. Oh, we're not going to give Ukraine jets to fight Russia. Poland is, and then we'll replace their old jets with new jets. And Lavrov and Putin came out yesterday and said that's an act of war. They said it 2 days ago, and they bombed all the Ukrainian airfields. They didn't want to destroy those before. They do just want to kick NATO out of there. And I'm not defending the Russian position, but I understand it. And it was well known in all the big think tanks that doing this would make Russia go in. And Putin kept warning and kept warning. And he said 2 weeks ago on the eve of this, just say that you're not going to bring Ukraine into NATO and I will not invade. And stop shelling the East and stop trying to infiltrate and sabotage in the south area there at the port they've got that Russia annexed in 8 years ago because the West and Soros bragged that they overthrew Ukraine. Why does Richard Inhofe of the CFR brag that they overthrew Ukraine? Why does all these different globalists say this and talk about it? Why does Zbigniew Brzezinski before he died brag? Why does Soros brag? Because they want to piss the Russians off to invade. And they got them to do it. So people were all in two camps 2 weeks ago. Either Alex, you should be pro-Putin. He's fighting the globalists. He's tired of being pushed around. And Russia's Christian now, and you should be for Putin. Or he's the worst guy on earth. We should be bombing Russian troops and have World War III. Not for that either. Because I see 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20 moves out. And it's not hard to see this. I told you a month ago, the war started. They would cut off the energy worldwide, use that as a pretext to cover up for the supply chain breakdowns. But it already happened. And folks, this is so simple. And now they're saying, oh, the energy prices are high. Oh, the food isn't getting delivered. Oh, the third world's starving to death. Not because of 2 years of lockdowns in the third world, where the IMF and World Bank ordered it. No, because of Putin. And then Biden doesn't let the U.S. drill in the Gulf. He kills all the new oil leases on public lands, many on private lands. He kills the Keystone Pipeline. They kill it all. And now they stop all Russian energy imports into the United States. There's a lot of mines that they don't even allow in the U.S. under the FDA, under the EPA, excuse me. A lot of the rare earth minerals we get are from Russia. None of that is allowed now in. And that's going to hurt America further. But don't worry, Russia's now going to sell everything to who? To who? China, and they're going on the Chinese digital currency now, and they're going to sell all their oil to China now, and China will have energy, and China will have rare earth minerals, but we'll have nothing. You'll own nothing, you'll have nothing, and you'll like it. That's why Buttigieg and the head of the Energy Department, all of them said, oh, it's a transition. All being done by design, squeezing the little guy, just like the lockdowns. Oh, your small company's not essential. Oh, your business is not essential. But the big companies, they are essential. Here's Biden, who really, going back to being a senator, was the globalist in charge of Ukraine. It's kind of like his little duchy, his little fiefdom, his little area that he runs for the bosses. And here he is saying that, oh, if we bring Ukraine in, that's the red line for Russia. Here it is.
I think the one place where the greatest consternation would be caused in the short term for admission, having nothing to do with the merit and preparedness of the country to come in, would be to admit the Baltic states now in terms of NATO-Russian, U.S.-Russian relations. And if there was ever anything that was going to tip the balance, were it to be tipped in terms of a vigorous and hostile reaction, I don't mean military, in Russia, it would be that. So the way I look at the calculus here is that.
All right, so there you go, ladies and gentlemen. And what was happening around that time? They were bombing Belgrade and bombing Serbia, and they gave one-third of Serbia to the Muslims, the Albanians, to ethnically cleanse, and the Russians sent in Russian troops into the Pristina airfield to stop the full handover of the country to the Muslims. So they know exactly what they've been doing the whole time. MTG is going to pop in with some breaking news and a bill she's introduced and her take on a lot of issues in the next segment, and then I'm going to continue on with our World War III coverage. But I can tell you this. I was scheduled, and I'm still going right now, to go to California next week to be on some really big podcast and interview some huge folks and do some other meetings and things. And I'm probably still going to go, but I'm watching this very carefully. Things are so dangerous, World War III kickoff, I may not go. I mean, that's how dangerous and how bad the situation is. And just believe me, I got some interviews set up out there that'll break the internet. It'll be as big as my Joe Rogan podcast. I mean, how could you top that? Well, use your head. There's not many ways to. So it's that serious. I legitimately know and believe there's a good chance we're going to see a regional war break out and then a nuclear war. It's the Great Reset. They want to get to 90% population reduction by 2030. That's the official goal. And they're implementing everything they can. So they think you're dumb and will think of the breakdown of civilization and the energy prices exploding and the food prices exploding and all the hyperinflation is because of Putin, not because of the Great Reset, not because of Fauci, not because of Klaus Schwab, not because of Bill Gates. They're the architect of this takeover with the Chinese. Gates is building nuclear reactors, the newest in China. They got new coal plants opening every week. They're open for business. We're closed for business. We are under attack, just like the Russians are. They want to have Americans and Europeans kill each other with the Russians while China takes over the world. That's why Trump said, hey, we ought to, you know, bomb the Russians and say it was the Chinese. He said that as a joke, but that's what they're getting us to do, is bomb our own energy, bomb our own food prices, bomb our own dollar value in this big lie. So this is the next political distraction. We always ask, they're killing us with all these shots and it's coming out that they're deadly and how will they smoke screen? And I said, a big war and a financial collapse. And that's it. And we're here. I told you thousands of times, every show, multiple times, over and over and over and over. Get ready to crawl in a hole and die of radiation poisoning. Okay? Because we are a satanic nation and we killed 60 million babies. If we don't repent now and if we don't change our ways now, most of us are dead. You understand that? You're all dead. Klaus Schwab's going to murder you.
It's hard to believe that we're already into March 2022. And in the month of February, we had a very popular sale that was going of our flagship product, X3, that has all three types of the amazing iodine your body needs for every electrochemical cellular activity in your body, your immune system, your stamina, your libido, so much. And the majority of the population in the world is iodine deficient. This is the very best iodine out there. So, we had on sale 50% off, but we sold more than half of what we have. Or is it going to come in for a long time? So I took it back to full price. And I was just thinking, you know what? We need the funds in now to stay on air. Plus, this is a great product everybody needs. So to incentivize folks out there that have been on the fence to get X3 and experience it yourself and support the broadcast, I'm going to keep it at 50% off until it sells out. Get X3 right now exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com for 50% off.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Well, we've got a lot to cover in the short 10-minute segment. Thank you so much for joining us on this March 8th, Tuesday edition. Coming up after Marjorie Taylor Greene leaves us in about 10 minutes, we're going to hit the act of war, Putin is saying, with Biden cutting off any imports of Russian oil or gas and many other things as well. Europe says they're going to follow suit. I don't support Putin invading, but at the same time, I don't support sending troops in and this going into a full-scale war. I want to get MTG's take on that and then a new bill she's introduced that will absolutely bring accountability to how these voting scams are going on, not just across the country, but particularly inside the House of Representatives itself and so much more. So it's great to have you back with us, Congresswoman.
Hi, Alex. It's great to be back on with you today.
Well, you got the floor. We only got about 9 minutes. Where do you want to start?
Well, I just want to comment on something you just said, and I think it's so important to talk about it. I actually fully agree with you. I do not at all support what Putin is doing with his Russian troops. They've invaded Ukraine, and many innocent people have died. I think the death toll is somewhere over 400 of civilians. And while we're completely against that, I think the decisions that are being made right now are going to further isolate Putin and push him into the arms of China. And I think that is a great mistake. I think that the Biden administration is handling this all wrong. And sadly, all I hear is the drums of war here in Washington. And I'm completely against foreign wars. I don't think that's where we should be spending our tax dollars. And I believe we should be working very hard in Washington to make the American tax dollars work for our country. You know, for example, our border, we should have a secure border. We have out of control inflation. We have rising crime that is so high in many cities. And now gas prices are out of control. We should be working hard on our own energy independence. We should be building nuclear. We should be drilling oil and gas. We should be pursuing everything we can to help America. And we're not doing that. And I'm not seeing any of that in the bills that I'm reading. So it's very unfortunate. I think that the Biden administration is pushing us into a very bad place in the world where China's currency could be the currency that dominates over the dollar. And that's the future that I see with these bad decisions being made.
Absolutely. When you were in studio with us a few weeks ago, you talked about this and said you introduced a bill. You've done it today. It's breaking news right now. People can find the press release on your congressional site. But tell us about this new bill you've introduced.
Well, my bill is the Congressional Voting Accountability Act. I'm very excited about it. Since I've been a member of Congress, I've spent a lot of time on the House floor calling for recorded votes. And the reason why this bill is so important is it would stop Congress from passing bills by voice vote. That's where just there's a handful of members of Congress sitting on the House floor, and they simply say yes and no. Well, there's 435 members of Congress, Alex, and this bill would force every single member of Congress to actually have to vote and not vote by proxy, show up to work and vote in person and on record so the American people can see our job performance. Our votes are our job performance, and whether you're a Democrat or Republican, independent, or you just don't even have a party you like, every single American and taxpayer should be able to look up Congress and look at what our voting record is on every single bill. And that's why I'm so excited to introduce this bill, because I believe it's very important.
Most people, when they hear the fact that they are voting without there being a record in many cases, can't believe that. I mean, that is just amazing. Do we know how long they've been pulling this trick?
They've been doing it for decades and decades. And when you realize that they have been passing bills, I've seen it happen with two members of Congress in the House chamber, two people saying yes and no. I have watched them try to pass bills like that. And every single time I've risen to the microphone and interrupted and asked for the recorded votes, that's the only way we can get the bills on record, forcing Congress to vote. And I've done that over the past year. And we have over 500 bills now for the 117th Congress that Congress actually voted on record. And this is the first time in decades, years and years, that it's been that way. And most people don't even know this story that's been happening. So I've introduced this bill, and there's not a member in Congress that should be against this bill, because I believe everyone that they represent in their district all across the United States will want them to co-sponsor this bill and get it passed.
Absolutely. The copy I've got doesn't have a number yet. Do we know what HRES is going to be?
We don't have an assigned number yet. It's being dropped today. And then once that happens, they'll assign a number. And I'll definitely let you know so that your viewers and all of your followers can track it.
Well, I really appreciate you breaking this news here, and how do people follow what you're doing? How do people get behind the different initiatives you're involved in? Because I follow it. I know how effective you are at exposing the mask mandates in Congress, which they're starting to back off of, in exposing how they're running these voting scams, in exposing how they're not releasing the bills till right before the vote. Procedurally, you've been there demanding this over and over again and forcing them to do the right thing, but you're now trying to change the actual law so they're made to do this. And then they sell this idea that you're ineffectual because they kept you off committees. No, that's because you are effective and you won with the biggest landslide of anybody when you ran last, and you're an example of what they fear. That's why they say you're ineffective. That's why they say you're a loser. That's why they say you're crazy, because it's the opposite.
That's right. Well, they have to tell these lies because I am effective. And if any Republican on committees was effective right now, then we would see big changes in our country. That is, it's just proof. The fact that things are so bad in our country right now are proof that no Republican is effective in Congress. But actually putting Congress on record is being effective, and I've worked very hard to do that, and I'm so glad that I've had my colleagues in the House Freedom Caucus join me in this effort. But now we need to get this bill passed, and I'll be pushing it around and seeing if I can get more co-sponsors and continue to put the pressure on for everyone to vote for this bill, because Congress needs to show the taxpayers what they do at work, and that's why we have to get this one done. Now, I'll tell you something else, Alex. If people really want to put the pressure on my colleagues to pass the bill, I've got a phone number that people can call, and you can call the Congressional Switchboard and ask to speak to any representative, your representative, no matter where you live in the country. And that phone number is 202-225-3121, 202-225-3121, and all you have to do is ask for your representative's office. You can talk to them in their office and tell them to vote for my bill, the Congressional Voting Accountability Act.
Absolutely. And they count a phone call as if it's 1,000 constituents. Call, be polite. But this is a very important thing to do, because so many neocons pose as patriots and go and vote by voice so that there's not a record. This bill will make it be on record. That'd be like if you had a son or daughter that was 16 and you give them a credit card, but it's your credit card, and they don't want you to see the bill and don't want to know what they've been doing. I mean, it's very suspicious, and it's obviously something they're using so they can hide from their constituents what they're really up to, so we get no report card on these people.
Exactly. And now it makes sense why we're $30 trillion in debt and everything is getting worse and worse in America. I got to tell you something today, Alex. We're waiting on the bill text for the $1.5 trillion omnibus bill today. When I left my office just a little while ago, only 53 pages were out. This bill is going to be thousands of pages, $1.5 trillion. And Congress is supposed to vote on this bill tomorrow. So this place is broken. Congress is broken. It does not work.
Oh, there's wholesale robbery going on. You said you can do one more segment. That's great, because I want to get into the omnibus bill. That's actually where I was going to go next. More on Russia, more on the economy, more on Biden, where it's all going, and this big lie all over the news that you said attack trans people. That's not what you said, and we'll come back and set the record straight. Of course, they're going to lie even more, but we'll break it all down. Stay with us, MTG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management.
You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Group, the EU all admit they're collapsing the world economy using the Russian conflict to, quote, force us off of oil onto electric systems, which don't work and aren't ready. They want us poor. You will own nothing. You will have nothing. It's here. The next phase of the global collapse, and they're bragging about it and talking about once we're held hostage and the economy's falling apart, they want trillions per month at the UN to, quote, transition us to the new global green deal or build back better. In fact, let's talk about that right now with MTG and how they had their build back better bill that didn't completely pass, but they've got pieces of it, I know, in other bills like the big omnibus spending bill. And you're up there in the belly of the beast. And so few members of Congress address what we're facing, this global great reset. Thank God you're there. But the quicker people understand what we're facing, Lynn Beck's getting it, Tucker Carlson gets it, now Joe Rogan gets it. How are we ever going to beat this globalist corporate takeover that wants to make us poor to control us if people don't know even that they exist, MTG?
You know, Alex, I always give people a lot more credit. Even if they don't really know the word the Great Reset, they know something is wrong. And they know that our government is failing them. So I always give credit to the people. Even though they may not know the name, they know what's going on. Here's some things that they're trying to fund this week. While we're waiting for the rest of the bill text for the $1.5 trillion omnibus bill, there are some things I can tell you that are in there for sure. Number one, $22.5 billion for future COVID. COVID has been the greatest political tool that the Democrats have ever found. And, you know, the people you were just talking about, the World Economic Forum and many other leaders in countries, they have used COVID as a political weapon against the people. And they're planning more of this coming forward at $22.5 billion. They want to be able to produce more vaccines. And even the wording in the language of the bill that we've read is they want to vaccinate the world, and they want the American taxpayer to pay for it. It's completely wrong. We know that vaccines should always be someone's individual option and never forced on the American people, let alone be enforced on the world, especially since Pfizer has just released in the past few weeks all of the reported health adverse effects. And it's nine pages of terrible things that people have reported from the Pfizer vaccine. So this is more funding that is to fund the political tool, COVID, that has changed our world in just the past 2 years and really hurt our kids the most. Another thing that they're funding in this omnibus bill and that we'll be voting on today, maybe tomorrow, is they want $10 billion for Ukraine. Now, it can't be expressed enough how sad war is and about the innocent people that have been killed and all the refugees that have been displaced, families forced to leave their homes and the destruction we've seen on television. And I'm completely opposed to it. You're opposed to it, Alex. And we do not wish that on anybody. And we wish Putin would stop, of course. But they want $10 billion to fund. And it says in the language, deployment of troops. And when we're talking about funding deployment of troops, well, that means, well, we don't know what that means. What comes next, right? And, you know, I'm completely against funding foreign wars. I want to see our government take care of America for once. And that's what I'm going to stand up here in Washington to make sure that I can do my part to make that happen.
What is the sense right now in Congress? Because there does seem to be a bipartisan push to send more weapons to escalate war. The Secretary of State's talking about sending fighter jets to Poland and then having Poland give it to Ukraine, which, again, Putin says is bringing the U.S. into the war, which it is. Putin has also said cutting off energy imports into the U.S. is an act of war. Technically, that is. Again, I'm not a fan of what Putin did because you could see where this was all going. It's a tragedy. Wish it never happened. But now the danger of a full-on war, and there's a big Pentagon drill that they did in 2019. NATO intervention in Ukraine could spark nuclear war. Here's how it could happen. And in the report, it's estimated that 1 billion people will die during all of this in the big tabletop exercise that was done by the Pentagon. And they're calling it the NATO-Russia war simulation of 2019. What do you make of that, Congresswoman?
I think that should wake everyone up. It's terrifying. And, you know, I was appalled at Lindsey Graham outwardly calling for the assassination of Putin of Russia. That was just the wrong thing. That's escalating, and that's involving the U.S. Just as much as funding weapons to be sent to continue the fighting. That is U.S. involvement. You know, another thing that needs to be said, there's other countries that have been in line waiting to buy these jets, these fighter jets that we're talking about sending to Ukraine. And so they'll be missing out. And then what comes next, Alex? Taiwan, we all know Taiwan is obviously next. China will be the aggressor. Then where does it go from here? Now, here's the real cost. Let's talk about the cost of all of this. Russia is a major exporter of fertilizer and grain. Not only do we buy oil from Russia, we also buy nuclear to help our nuclear power plants here in the U.S. We buy that from Russia as well. So no one's talking about how stopping buying oil and stopping buying these things from Russia not only affects the U.S., but affects other countries. So if Russia stops exporting their grain, stops exporting their fertilizers, we're looking at potential food famines. And not only are we looking at energy shortages here in the United States, but we're looking at many problems all over the world. I think we need to have cool heads in Washington. People need to slow down. We don't need the Lindsey Grahams and anyone else just continuing to drum the drums of war, rushing America into this. We really need to take a step back and consider the real costs. And it's always human lives, and it's always the innocent people that suffer.
Very well said. I know you can only do 10 minutes with us today, but then a vote got pushed back, and you could go a little bit the next hour. But we're only going to keep you 5 minutes in the next hour because I want you to be able to respond to the lies. And we're live right now, but later I'm going to take what you actually said in studio 2 weeks ago and then put it on the front so we can have a video to get out there to counter the fraud. But just to start to give the premise of what happened, we were talking about men in girls' showers, biological men in front of little girls, and some of these men, it was in the news, have assaulted women and are being given light prison sentences, and men are getting women pregnant in prison and raping them. And you said, my husband would beat them into the ground. Who doesn't agree that if a woman rapes a woman or a man rapes a woman or a little girl, that they need to have their head beaten in? You didn't say beat up RuPaul on, you know, their TV show. You didn't say beat up, you know, some transgender person walking down the street. You were very clear that when men pose as women and sexually assault women and little girls, they need to be punished.
Yes, I was clear about that. And I talked with my husband about it, so it's easy for me to double down. If there's a grown man, an adult biological man, dressing as a woman to be able to go into bathrooms, dorm rooms, going into women's private places, showers and so forth, and we were talking about a camp. We were talking about a children's camp. And I believe this was adult biological men, camp counselors who identify as women. We're staying in fifth grade girls' bathrooms, our dorm, our camp.
Yes, cabins. Yes, camp houses with fifth graders.
Yeah, they don't belong in there. And it's
MPG, I want you to be able to get your full statement out. Stay right there. We're going to come back in 2 minutes. You'll have 5 minutes to get into it. We really appreciate you being here. But where's the best place for people to follow you on Getter? Where do people find all the great material you're putting out?
Yes, I'm on Getter at MTG for America. I'm on Truth Social at MTG. My Twitter is RepMTG, although that one's not as important. I'm on Instagram, Facebook, so you can follow Gab. I'm on Gab also, Telegram, so you can find me pretty much.
Everybody loves you, and you're getting more and more popular as DeSantis. I'd love to see a DeSantis MTG ticket. Wow. All right, we're going to come right back. Folks, don't forget, we're listeners supported by you. We don't have Soros or anybody else funding us. We sell great products. We have our tri-iodine for your immune system, your thyroid, and so much more. It is selling out, but I'm keeping it at 50% off, but it's going to sell out at current sales rates in like a week now. And that's good because it's funding our operation. You need to get it. 50% off X3 at InfoWarsStore.com and get Winter Sun 50% off while you're at it. And Brain Force Ultra 40% off. Stay with us.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.